Well, the Lord did carry on with his work. I ended up back in Minneapolis where I continued studying for my GED. I studied for a year and a half before taking the test because everyone kept telling me how hard it would be. I actually found the test easy. I passed with no problem. So here I was, missing high school and wanting a speech module to play with. Where would I ever get a $2,000 speech module? I couldn't. But I qualified for a communication device that medical assistants would pay for, and that would have a speech module in it. I wanted a speech module because I missed Lori Marks, and I thought it would help to have something to tinker with. Oops, medical assistants needs a valid medical reason before they pay for something, and that was not a valid need. So okay, I need a communication device because no one can understand me when I talk. Medical assistants bought the reason, I mean the communication device, and I had my speech module. I loved making software talk, but I had no idea why. Sandy Petty was coming to the state fair for a concert. At this time I was doing typewriter art, which was something I started doing at age 9. You basically type characters onto a page in such a way that it creates a picture. I was making Christmas cards, and Sandy had recorded a song called The Gift Goes On, which inspired a Christmas card idea. So being Sandy Petty was doing a concert at the fair, I decided to try to get a backstage pass so I could ask Sandy if my card design would violate copyright laws. I couldn't believe it when I actually got the pass. I was going to meet the famous Sandy Petty and I was so excited. When I met this Big Dove award-winning star, she had the looks, she had the voice, but she was not very knowledgeable. She knew nothing about her own music. Her answers were mostly,
"I don't know."
I felt like I was talking to a CEO of some company. Their only answer also is, "I don't know." But I was glad I met her. But I went home and I said, "God, Sandy has a voice but she's not very knowledgeable, and I'm knowledgeable, but no voice. Do you think you could make me a singer?" It was the desire of my heart, but I never thought God would answer my prayer. Then, a new voice chip was available, and Pastor Craig Carlson got his church to buy it for me. Craig kept teasing me saying,
"When you get the new voice chip, it will sing."
I got the chip, and the manual said, "How to program your new voice to sing." I thought it was a joke at first. But it was no joke. God had not only given me a voice to sing with, but I could create thousands of other voices with it. I was a one-man choir. One problem. I had voices I could program to sing, but I knew nothing about music. So God provided a way for me to learn music. Sandy often talks about John Thompson, Book 1. Well, I started out with Sandy Petty music books. Folks, don't do this. Her stuff is not for someone that doesn't even have a music scale. See, everything I learned in music class, I had to figure out how to program. So when the music instructor said to find middle C, it was like, "Yeah, I would if I could," was any part of that middle C. It took me a year and a half to program the music scale. See, I had to learn music, phonetic coding, language, and timing all at the same time. That was hard. So do you think for 1 minute I'm going to program Mary Had a Little Lamb? No. That's why I was loaded with Sandy Petty books. So, I was doing,
"We shall be golden. We shall be golden. Face to face in all of this glory."
Only back then it sounded horrible. I loved the high range, and it drove everyone crazy. And I loved Sandy's music because it would often start in a low range, so people would think I was doing a normal range, but it would keep change up and up and up. And I would be programming wrong notes and people would be nice and tell me it sounded nice. Sandy often talks about hating sharps and flats when she was learning music. She better be glad she wasn't around me as I sang We Shall Behold Him, totally off key with wrong notes and no rhythm. But through all of that, God was preparing me. I thought I was becoming a singer just for me. But no, God gave me thousands of voices for a reason. There are thousands of people who can talk, and they also can't sing. So I have over 1,050 songs that are available for people to load into their communication device and sing. So it kind of brings an added meaning to sing to the Lord.